New South Wales Premier Dominic Perrottet was in Lismore today to announce the recommendations from the government's flood inquiry. He outlined changes to Resilience New South Wales to make it smaller and more focused, and established a new state reconstruction authority. He also created the new position of Deputy Commissioner of Police, focused specifically on emergency management. Here's the Premier announcing the new buyback scheme designed to move people's homes out of the flood zone.
We will work as a result of this report to implement a land swap and buyback scheme that will be targeted in specific areas. I know for many people that will provide uncertainty today in terms of eligibility, but that is something that we need to work through. But I can say as Premier that that is something that we are going to do. And through the Reconstruction Authority, led by David Witherden, that by the end of August, we will open expressions of interest for landholders and also looking at public land which can be made available for land swaps or that buyback scheme.
Stuart Prinz was at the announcement by the Premier in Lismore, and I asked him what his impressions were of the response to the report.
Look, on one hand, it's positive to see that the state government is serious about learning from the mistakes that were made in the immediate aftermath of the flood and in the emergency response. And we've seen today that a number of recommendations have been made about how that emergency response can be done better. So it's certainly positive to see that the state government is not sticking their heads in the sand. But at the same time, for residents like me who have lost homes and are trying to make decisions about what to do next, we're still waiting for the details about things like potential land buybacks or land swaps. And we still don't know if we're going to be offered something, and if so, what it might look like. So we're still in limbo.
And what do you get the feeling from the people of Lismore? Were they happy with the Premier coming up today?
I think people, again, are happy to see the Premier here and are happy to see that he certainly, on the surface, appears really concerned about the situation. But there's also a degree of disappointment because there was an expectation, rightly or wrongly, that some of those answers would be made public today. But instead, we were told that details on what would happen for affected homeowners and for residents, those answers will be coming at some point in the future. And there were mixed messages about when. The Premier said that there would be an EOI process commencing in August. And the Deputy Premier said that some of the details will be available by Christmas. So there's a bit of anger, and people are getting weary because, frankly, after 6 months, community solidarity is starting to wane as people face the reality of being homeless for such a long period of time.
There were two co-chairs of this report, Mary Kane and Mick Fuller, and you managed to catch up with Mick Fuller. What did you ask him?
Yeah, I asked him about what were the structural reforms to emergency management and to emergency responses that his report put forward. And then I asked him about the specific recommendations for communities such as the Northern Rivers, where people were trying to move forward with their lives.
At the moment, many, many positions in emergency management in New South Wales are part-time, and we've seen disasters back-to-back. We've gone from drought into bushfires, into COVID, into mouse plagues, and now obviously the storms. Is that we really needed to galvanise these full-time positions such as the SEACON. So we are, you know, planning, preparing, exercising our emergency services for the right task. I mean, the second part of it is the SES is quite a small organisation, and there's only a few thousand active volunteers. And I think the expectation we put on them is highly unfair. By merging the SES back of house with the RFS back of house, it really allows Commissioner Carlene York now to really grow the volunteers, to improve the training and the capability of them, because it's not just about flood rescue. They're also responsible for storms and tsunamis, so they've got a really important remit.
And what about in the short term for communities like here in the Northern Rivers, where people are trying to work out how to rebuild their lives and rebuild their communities? What short to medium term recommendations have come out of the report?
I think the Premier was strong in relation to the buybacks. He was strong in terms of making sure grant money is made available much quicker, which I think is extremely important. But I think, look, from my perspective, is that we're not out of this season yet. We still have, like, ground level saturation. We still have dams are full, rivers are running full, and La Nina is still here and she will come back. And I guess my ask to the community is this, is that, you know, stay connected with all the information that you can. But if you're not sure, please evacuate early. We just don't want to see any more loss of life.
Stuart Prinz, you also managed to catch up with the member for Lismore, Janelle Saffin. What did you ask her?
Well, I asked her really what comes next for the community now that the report has been tabled. And I also asked her how the past 6 months have affected her as a local member.
The 28 recommendations speak to a lot of our experience here. And that's why I said it didn't disappoint. We've got in there, like, the buybacks. We've got land swaps. We've got relocatables. We've got all those things. But importantly, we've got a change in preparedness, a change in response, a change in recovery, because there were systemic government administration failures here.
The government says it's going to adopt all of the recommendations, but there's still a lot of detail to come. What's the next steps?
Well, we have to be vigilant and watch that. And the Premier has said that there will be a unit within Department of Premiers and Cabinet that will be the implementing body. It will have timelines, it will report. And I said it needs to report to members of Parliament so we can report to community, all of that. So we just have to make sure we watch all of that. But the commitment's there, and now we've just got to see it all uplifted.
Janelle Saffin, Member for Lismore, ending that report.